Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Ian Lackey shares some seasonal thoughts in this journey. The thought for the week from Torch Trust.
I wonder what plans you have for marking Easter this coming weekend. Last year in Scotland was one of the coldest Easters I remember for years. I went to a dawn service on Easter Day where the temperature was -5 degrees. I was truly grateful for the bacon rolls and tea served afterwards. One of the things I think about at Easter is that there are two sides to every story. What do I mean by that? Well, let me give you an example. One day I was chatting with a friend who had recently started chemotherapy for breast cancer. She remarked that the chemotherapy room wasn't a happy place, as it was full of sick people. Of course, she was right. But the other side of the story is that the room was full of people being made well. Thanks to developments in modern medicine, many people recover as a result of chemotherapy. What's the link with Easter? Well, on the one hand, the story of Jesus being crucified is the story of a horrible and violent miscarriage of justice. You could see it as just another episode in the seemingly never-ending catalogue of good people done down by evil systems throughout history. However, the Bible tells us that there's another side to the story. On the cross, God was reconciling messed-up people to himself. On the cross, God was allowing Jesus to bear the penalty for all we've done wrong, so that instead of the judgment we deserve, we can know the full blessings of his love. Many, though not all, find healing in the chemotherapy room. The healing to be found at the cross of Jesus is open to all. If we are asking ourselves if this can really be true, I believe that the events of that first Easter morning tell us that it is. Though Jesus died on the cross, God raised him from the dead because what Jesus did on the cross was sufficient. The Easter story tells us we have a Saviour in our Lord Jesus Christ, who not only died for us, but also lives for us. This really is good news. St. Paul sums it up beautifully.
Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ.
You've been listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust, a Christian organisation for people at any stage of the sight loss journey. Did you know that we run specialist holidays for people who are blind or partially sighted? You can find out more on our website at torchtrust.org or telephone us on 0333 123 1255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.